The rule limits emissions from new plants to 1,000 pounds of carbon emissions per megawatt hour of electricity production. Most coal plants produce more CO2 than that, so some analysts are saying the rule could mean an end to new coal plants. If a proposed plant in Texas doesn't begin construction within a year, it will be subject to the new rule.
The clock is ticking right now.
Luke Metzger with Environment Texas expects that power plants will rush to begin construction under the deadline, while environmental opponents will push to delay construction and permitting. But others, citing the low cost of natural gas, don't believe any new coal plants will be built, even without the EPA regulations. Jen Powis is with the Sierra Club.
You're not going to see them breaking ground because the economics in Texas just don't work, and they particularly don't work for coal right now.
Meanwhile, others in Texas decried the new rule, saying it would limit the state's ability to maintain a diverse array of power sources. Stephen Minnick is with the Texas Association of Business.
Every source of energy should be able to compete in the marketplace, and we'll let the market decide which one we focus on as far as our current source of supply.
The rule does not affect emissions from existing power plants, something environmental groups had hoped for. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.